High pressure will dominate our weather into tomorrow. Low pressure will then approach from the west. With high pressure over the region tonight, moving east, a warmer, more southerly flow will develop and temperatures will warm up again heading into tomorrow. A warm front is lifting through. We won't expect any precipitation out of it. Perhaps some extra cloudiness during the day tomorrow. Otherwise, it'll be quiet and chilly overnight, preceding a beautiful early November day around the region with a mix of sun and clouds and highs well into the 50s. Approaching 60. A cold front approaching from the west will wash out and stall over the region during the day Wednesday, and then a developing area of low pressure in the south will ride along that front and bring a steady and heavy rain to the region during the day Thursday into Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. Sporadic lightning strikes may accompany numerous to widespread showers over the southern Great Plains during the day. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be mostly sunny and highs in the mid-60s. In Boston, mostly sunny, a high in the mid-50s. And in Buffalo, clouds on the increase with a high near 60. It'll be breezy with a southwest wind from 15 to 20 miles an hour and gusts as high as 30 possible. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 53 degrees with a record of 75 set in 1990. Normal minimum temperature is 35 degrees with a record of 20 set in 1980. Sunrise and sunset data for today, November the 3rd, 2014. Sunrise, 6:32 a.m. and sunset will come at 4:45 p.m. For tomorrow, November the 4th, sunrise at 6:33 a.m. and sunset at 4:44 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy this evening, then partly cloudy overnight with a low near 30. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly clear this evening, then partly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly clear this evening, then partly cloudy overnight with lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon with highs in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy this evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight with lows near 30. For tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly clear this evening, partly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-30s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast region-wide Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of morning showers, temperatures in the upper 50s and low 60s. Rain likely Thursday with highs in the upper 40s and low 50s. Showers Friday, highs in the mid and upper 40s. Partly sunny Saturday with highs in the low and mid 40s. And a chance of showers on Sunday with highs in the low and mid 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.